This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Angry Old Man Podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational company.
It's opening joke time, and today is a very special day. Right, Curly?
That is correct, Robert. I am activating the Angry Old Man Podcast Theatrical Society for the opening joke.
The society.
We are going to do a little dramatical presentation of a humorous nature.
Really?
Yes, indeed. I believe that I have a winning script all ready to go.
Now, don't you need the girls involved in this? Or
No, just the three of us will suffice. You will be the customer. Yes.
Okay.
Cheeks, you will be the salesman, the vacuum cleaner salesman.
Yeah, the salesman.
And I will be the narrator.
Of course.
And we'll handle the music and the sound effects.
All right.
Let me pass out the scripts. This one for you, Robert.
Thank you.
Cheeks, there you go.
Oh, thanks.
All right.
Okay.
The name of the production is The Door-to-Door Vacuum Cleaner Salesman.
I don't think there are any more door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesmen.
Why wouldn't there be a vacuum cleaner?
Because everybody buys everything through Amazon. Well, who the hell walks door-to-door with a vacuum cleaner trying to sell?
He's right. There are no more vacuum cleaner salesmen walking up and down the street.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter how people buy their vacuum cleaners. This is a production, a dramatical production about a door-to-door vacuum car salesman.
Right? Oh, he's a vacuum car salesman?
A vacuum cleaner salesman.
Yeah, but you said vacuum car salesman.
You said vacuum car.
Yeah.
All right, so I fucked up, okay? Let me go on, please.
There is no such thing as a vacuum car.
Jeez, come on, man. Just knock it off.
Well, but then read correctly, because you threw me off with that vacuum
car. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a little disconcerting.
It was disconcerting.
A little bit.
The fact that I said vacuum car instead of vacuum cleaner, you became disconcerted.
I got disconcerted, okay?
Yeah, me too. Just a little bit.
You guys are screwing with me now. Let's just knock this off and continue. The name of the production is The Door-to-Door Vacuum Cleaner Salesman.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yes, it's clear now.
Good.
Very clear.
All right, here we go. Curtains.
I think your curtain's stuck.
Shut it, Cheeks.
It's stuck.
Music. Angry Old Man Podcast Theatrical Society presents A Door-to-Door Vacuum Cleaner Salesman. A door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesman is walking down the street.
Wait a second.
Cut! What the hell is it, Cheeks? Why are you interrupting me now?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Well, I have a couple of questions here because you didn't give any instructions as to where we are and what's going on here. First of all, are we in South America someplace?
Now, why would you say, are we in South America?
Well, because you're playing bossa nova music there.
God.
You know, you're opening music. Is bossa nova music, so are we in Brazil? Where the hell are we?
Are we in Brazil?
No, we're not in Brazil.
Where are we?
We are in Pittsburgh. That's where we are. We're in Pittsburgh.
We're in Pittsburgh.
Yes, Pittsburgh.
Then why the hell are you playing bossa nova music?
Yeah, where is the Pittsburgh music then?
Pittsburgh music? I don't know any damn Pittsburgh music.
Well, that's obvious, and I'm playing the bossa nova music for Pittsburgh.
God.
And my other question is, why is everybody always walking down the street?
Yeah.
Couldn't they be walking up the street?
Cheeks, come closer.
Why? What do you want?
I'm going to explain this to you only once.
What?
If you don't shut the hell up.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my foot, and it's going to go not down your ass. It's going to go up your ass. Now, shut the hell up. Do you understand?
But I just wanted to know.
All right, Curly, let's continue. Let's pick it up.
Yeah.
Now I lost my place. Where the hell was I?
We were in Pittsburgh, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We were in Pittsburgh.
And action. a door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesman in Pittsburgh is walking up the street.
Now he's walking up the street. Before he was walking down.
Yeah, he was definitely walking down last time.
All right, he's walking down the street.
All right, he's walking down the street in Pittsburgh.
Yes, definitely in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Pittsburgh.
When he spots a rundown old house in drastic need of a paint job and decides to walk up to the porch.
Where the fuck is this porch?
Cheeks, I swear to God, man.
We've been walking a half hour up to the porch.
Yes, he has.
He finally reaches the steps and walks up to the porch.
He's not walking up. He's running up the stairs.
I'm sorry. It's wrong sound effect.
Tell me about it.
I'm doing everything myself, man. I'm confused.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go. He walks up to the porch and heads for the front door. When he reaches the front door, he stops and looks for the doorbell.
What else would he look for but a doorbell when he
could look for a knocker, man.
A knocker.
Just shut up and let me do this.
Well, come he's on. Stopping, he's going, he's running up, he's running down. We're in Pittsburgh. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Come on, Cheeks, let him talk.
Yes, let me talk.
We're going to be here all day. Come on.
He's over-explaining.
Curly, tell us what happened next.
Spotting the doorbell on the left-hand side of the door, he takes his index finger and pushes it
into his ass.
Not his ass, it's the doorbell.
Of course, he's going to push it into the doorbell. What else?
That's it, Robert. I'm done. I'm done with this thing. I tried, but he just won't shut up.
Come
man.
On, Curly. No. He'll shut up. Cheeks,
what?
Just keep your mouth shut. Let's get to this. We're almost there. And now you're ruining the whole thing. Just let him speak, please.
But I can't help it. He's exaggerating. He's overdoing it.
He is the director.
Yes.
He's got to do it.
He's over-explaining.
Just be quiet for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Just 2 minutes.
All right.
You promise?
I promise. I won't say anything else.
Better not.
Go ahead, Curly. Do your thing.
Come on, Curly.
All right.
He promised he won't bug you.
I promise.
I don't remember where I was now.
Well, he just arrived on the porch, and he was about to shove his index finger.
Yes.
Not into his ass,
correct,
but the doorbell. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. And action. He takes his index finger and pushes it into the doorbell. He shuffles impatiently by the front door and starts talking to himself. Start talking to yourself, Cheeks.
Yeah, come on, Cheeks.
I'm supposed to start talking to myself?
Yes, you're the salesman.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Pay attention.
And action.
Ah, shit. Hope somebody's at home and I make a sale. I've not sold a single one in over 6 months. Ugh.
When there is no immediate response to the doorbell, he decides to knock. Rather forcefully, just one time.
I said he knocked only once.
I'm sorry, I was reading ahead.
Fine. Suddenly, a faint and somewhat angry response is heard from deep inside the dwelling.
Hold your pants on, asshole.
Oh, yeah? I got something for you to hold.
But the Cheeks, where does it say for you to say that?
I was just improvising.
Stick to the script, no improvising.
I'm sorry, I won't do it again. Go ahead.
Next, we hear a familiar sound emanating from inside the old house, signifying the completion of a task of personal nature.
What the hell was he doing? But it was personal to that poor rooster.
But it was the wrong sound effect. Wrong sound effect.
Okay.
Let me pick it up from... Next, we hear a familiar sound emanating from inside the old house, signifying the completion of a task of personal nature.
That was the personal nature.
Yes, that is correct. He was not doing anything of personal nature to the poor rooster.
Damn right.
And may I add that no roosters were harmed during the production of this opening joke with the Angry Old Man Podcast Theatrical Society.
We say that because if there were any FEMA members listening...
But it's not FEMA.
It's not FEMA?
No, it's not FEMA.
Oh, then it's a PTA.
No, it's not PTA. It's a PETA.
What the hell is PTA then?
That's Parent Teachers Association. They've got nothing to do with roosters.
Well, then what about the ASPCA? What do they do?
That's the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Okay, but then some of the SPCA people could be also members of the PTA, right?
Technically, yes.
Okay, so I was half right.
Yes, but one thing for sure, no roosters were harmed during the production of this podcast.
Am I ever coming out of this damn house? Are we going to keep talking about the fucking rooster?
Yes, Robert, you're coming out in just a moment, but I just wanted to make sure that people knew we didn't harm any roosters.
Curly,
what?
Do you really think that someone actually thought that we had a live rooster and Robert was in the bathroom choking his chicken? Did you really
well,
think?
Well, it could happen. You never know with Robert.
That's true. Can we continue, please?
Yes. And action. Next, we hear a familiar sound emanating from inside the old house, signifying the completion of a task of personal nature.
Again?
He's flushing again.
I guess.
Must have been a big load.
It was.
Then, footsteps are heard along with sounds of annoyance emanating from a pissed-off elderly gentleman as he opens the front door.
I hate that door.
Everybody does.
This better be good. What the hell do you want?
Hello, sir.
What?
My name is Wilbur Footlong.
Cut.
What do you mean, cut?
Your name is not Wilbur Footlong.
It's not?
Your name is Wilbur Footlang. Footlang.
Footlang.
Not Footlong, okay?
I'd like to be Footlong.
I think we all would.
But I don't care what you like. That's not in the script. You have to stick to the script.
All right, fine.
Pick it up from Good Morning, Sir.
Okay.
Cue sound effects and action.
Good morning, sir. My name is Wilbur Footlang, not to be confused with Footlong. How are you doing this fine day?
But before the elderly gentleman had a chance to answer, Wilbur Footlang dumps a bucket full of dog shit on his carpeting.
What the hell are you doing?
Well, sir, that is a bucket of steaming hot, fresh dog shit I just picked out from your next-door neighbor's yard.
I know what that is. I can smell it.
Right.
But why the hell did you dump that on my carpet?
I want to demonstrate to you the power of the best vacuum cleaner ever invented, the Amazing Succo.
The Amazing Succo?
That's right, the Amazing Succo.
Oh, God.
And if this vacuum cleaner does not suck up all the dog shit that I just dumped on your carpeting, I will personally eat every morsel that's left behind.
Well, I hope you're hungry.
Why?
Because the electric company just cut off my electricity for not paying their bills.
They did what?
This has been a production of the Angry Old Man Podcast, Theatrical Society. Written, produced, and directed by Curly Fries. I thank you.
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are like an old hooker at your cousin Leo's wedding reception. Everyone smiles at her, but no one wants to shake her hand or kiss her with a probing tongue. Thank you.
All aboard!
It's the Angry Old Man Podcast. We don't sing and we don't dance. We just want to make you happy, make you laugh until you pee your pants. Download the podcast and take a chance. You're gonna laugh until you pee your pants.
Maybe not pee, maybe just a little tittle.
You're gonna piddle in your pants.
All right. Angry Old Man Podcast is back. My name is Robert Q, and with me I have my best friends here.
That's right.
I'm talking about Mr. Curly Fries.
I am Mr. Curly Fries.
And none other than Little Hairy Cheeks.
Little Hairy Cheeks.
That's right.
I could be none other. I could be someone else, but I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm Hairy Cheeks.
You are Hairy
that
Cheeks.
That is me. And hi, everybody. But was that a brand new theme song there from Enos and the Love Spots, Robert?
Wait a minute.
What? What is it?
You said...
What did I say?
Enos and the Love Spots.
No, I didn't. I said the Love Spuds.
You said Love Spots. It wasn't Love Spots. It's Love Spuds.
Well, I know that.
Robert, did he say Love Spots or Love Spuds?
What difference does it make?
Yeah. There's a big difference between a spot and a spud. You know, you wouldn't have steak and spots. You would have steak and spuds. There's a big difference.
You know, I think you have a spud for a brain.
I do not.
That's what you got. Instead of a brain, you've got a big old Idaho spud inside of your cranium.
Yes, I have a giant potato in my head.
A russet potato.
All I'm saying is say things correctly.
I did.
When you say something, I'm sure that Enos, you know, wouldn't like for you to identify his backup band as Spots.
I don't think I said Spots, but if I did say Spots, I'm sorry. It's really Spuds. I know that it's Enos and the Love Spots, okay?
Right.
Are you happy now?
I just wish you would not.
What?
You know, just jump on me so quickly and so viciously.
Viciously?
When you, you know, when I say something.
Well, you just sound like you've got a big old stick up your ass all
day. I've got a stick up my ass.
Yeah,
now.
You do. You sound like you've got a stick up your ass. But you're always correcting people, you know, just sometimes you should let it slide a little bit, you know, and then I wouldn't be so viciously attacking.
See, now you're making fun because I emphasize certain words.
You do.
Unlike you just mumble your way through life and you just, you know, mispronounce things.
And you don't, huh?
I am a trained director, as you know,
right?
And so I sometimes have to emphasize certain words.
Emphasize.
To get across.
Now you sound like William Shatner.
I wish I did.
He overdoes certain things and talks like you. Just now you did.
He does. And you sound just like him.
Oh, thanks,
that was very good,
Charles. Oh, I wish I were as good as William Shatner.
William Shatner.
He is a fine, fine actor.
He's a joke.
But you're a joke, man. He's a...
William Shatner is a joke.
No,
did you ever watch that show he has on, I think, Discovery Channel or History Channel?
Yeah, oh, yes.
The way he does, now, we're going to find out what's going on. That's how he talks.
That is exactly how he talks.
It's not funny.
And then he is so fat now.
Oh.
And he wears a black leather jacket.
Oh, it's real tight, too.
I think they had to kill about three huge Texas cows to make that jacket.
Robert, don't make fun of the man's girth.
Girth.
You know, he is an elderly gentleman. I think he's almost 100 years old.
Yeah, I think he's over 100 years old. And he's got more hair now than he did when he was 18.
Come on.
He does.
Yeah, but that transplant or whatever the hell it was really worked out well.
It's a good one.
It doesn't look, kind of looks like a helmet, but you can see right through it. So you can see the scalp.
Yeah.
But you know that it's not real hair because he was almost bald.
Yes,
he was. When he was on Star Trek.
Exactly.
Well, you guys can make fun of his hair. You can make fun of his girth. You can make fun of whatever you want.
We're just growing around.
He's had a fabulous acting career in Hollywood.
Well, yeah.
He's got a ton of money, and he's still working.
Yes, and I love to watch him, not because of the content of the program, but just to watch him overact.
Ah, yes.
And that's the entertaining part right now
Robert,
in his career.
That is always the thing to watch when William Shatner is on the screen.
Cheeks, you are just jealous. If you could act a half of William Shatner's ability, you would be a top actor.
I will.
But you can't, sadly.
Act. like William Shatner. I love William Shatner. Don't get me wrong.
I do too.
I love old Bill. He's fantastic.
Yeah, you have to give him credit, you know, for his age to still be
acting,
acting and getting jobs as he does, because face it,
well, he's good.
It's the young man's game today.
That's for sure.
Yes, it is. Old farts in young people's world. Well, all the young people look at us and say, stop sucking all of our good air. Isn't it about time for you to keel over?
Yeah, sadly, that is true, you know. And
yeah, it is true.
Us old dudes are like old cars. Yeah. And all the different gaskets.
The different gaskets?
Start loosening up and the car starts leaking.
Leaking.
As we do.
Yes, we leak.
You know, if you follow an old person long enough, you're going to hear a fart.
Oh, yes.
There's no question about
it.
Oh,
yes. Sure.
I'll tell you what happened the other day. Edna and I were at a Target shopping. And I hate to shop, so I find a good place to sit down and kind of observe people as Edna is wandering around the store buying whatever she needs. And I'm sitting there in that little area where they have a few easy chairs, some furniture that you have to assemble. So I find myself a nice comfy chair there, and I park my ass there, and I'm just watching.
Yeah.
And a sweet little old lady, all nicely made up.
Nicely made up. Yeah.
She's wearing a nice pashmina. Her hair nicely done.
Oh.
And just as she's passing me by, I hear a I want to laugh out loud, but I don't want to, you know, let her know that I heard, because obviously she would be embarrassed.
Yeah, of course.
So I just held my laughter and I heard her under her breath say, shit. she was not very happy with her gasket being loose, causing her to uncontrollably seed behind herself.
Now, Robert, when you say uncontrollably seeding, what do you mean by seeding?
Well, my late mother used to say that about my dad.
Ah.
As my dad would walk down the hall, she said he was like a crop duster. He would be leaving little seeds behind him as he was walking down the hall, and he would be, but that's what happens when you get old. The muscles in your sphincter, they lose elasticity, and the seal is not as tight as it used to be.
Tell me about it. But you know, the young people, they too will have even bigger problems because, as you know, there's a lot of, well, shall we say, backdoor penetration these days, and that causes things to be very, very loose.
Very loose indeed.
The butt plug industry is set for the next generation.
Yes. You bet. And also the adult diaper industry.
Oh, yes.
You bet. If you made investments in those two areas, your portfolio will be enhanced greatly in the next 50 years.
My portfolio is growing as we speak as a result of all that.
But you know, it's not just us old people that are doing embarrassing things out in public. I was driving with Rosie the other day. In the car next to us was a young lady, and her vanity license plate was Classy Lady.
Classy Lady.
That's right. It said Classy Lady.
Okay.
Got her finger up to her knuckle in her nose.
Very classy.
And, but she's a classy lady.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's not just us old folks
who
embarrass ourselves in public by imitating crop dusters.
No, we're not the only ones.
By the way, before we continue, I would like to once again thank all of our new friends and a growing group of friends in Iowa.
They're still downloading.
Yes, they are still downloading. downloading in big numbers and also in Germany. And we still don't know
Deutschland.
Who all of a sudden discovered us in Germany. We asked if you could give us...
drop us a note.
Drop us a little note and let us know who you are. We would really appreciate it.
Of course.
But that's something new.
Yes, something that has continued.
And we also have a new friend who's been downloading in Serbia.
In Serbia, you say?
That is correct.
That's the home of that very expensive Pule cheese, remember?
Oh, yes, the Pule cheese.
Yes, the Pule cheese.
Honey discovered.
Serbia.
Yes, she did. Right. That's the very expensive cheese that costs about, I think, 1,500 euros per kilo.
It does,
And it's made out of donkey and goat milk, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, when she was manufacturing those cheese decks. She was making cheese decks.
So someone is listening.
Somebody in Serbia has been downloading and listening to the Angry Old Man podcast, and
that's great.
We just want to say hvala.
Well, what does that mean, Robert?
Well, that in Serbian, that means thank you.
Hvala.
Very nice.
Or puno hvala.
Puno
yes,
hvala.
That means thank you very, very much.
How would you say in Serbian cheese dick?
I believe that would be kurac od sira.
Kurac od sira.
Kurac od sira. I can see someone going to the, you know, to the supermarket and say, may I have a pound of kurac od sira?
No, you wouldn't go a pound.
No?
You would buy a kilo. Kurac od sira.
Oh, yes, kilo.
At any rate, we have all these
1 kilo,
different friends around the world listening to the Angry Old Man podcast. And we are very, very appreciative of that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We really value all your friendships, and at least we know someone is listening, and we're not just talking to ourselves.
But you know who we have not heard from in a long, long time?
Who's that?
Our buddy Motley Cristo from Houston, Texas.
Ah, Motley.
Motley.
He's been quieter than a
whore in church.
No, it's not whore in church.
Yes,
it's
it is.
Quiet as a church mouse, not quiet as a whore in church.
But then what is it?
You're right, Cheeks. It's quiet as a church mouse.
I don't think
Curly, you're thinking of sweating like a whore in church.
That's right.
That's right, sweating like a whore in church because it's so hot.
Not because it's hot.
No.
No, it's because she's got sins.
Oh.
And she's there sitting in church all sweating because of the sins.
Yeah. Sweating profusely because of all the sins.
Yes, profusely.
I'm, you know, not too sad about not hearing from old Motley.
Why not?
Because he's always... you know, attacking me, him, and also the Nicholas Haskins.
No, they're not.
Both of them were always attacking me.
And I think they were just showing their love.
Love?
Yeah, they were just loving you.
Yeah, they were just showing their love.
Yeah, they love you
but,
so much.
But they've been active on our Angry Old Man podcast Facebook.
Oh.
Mr. X has been posting some humorous memes.
The memes.
And they've been reacting to that.
Have they?
So they're still out there and listening. To the Angry Old Man podcast.
Well, speaking of things leaking, Robert.
Leaking.
We're back to things leaking again?
Oh, but yes, we're back to leakage and gaskets being loose.
Old gaskets leaking again, huh?
Yes, on the old car, and then sort of like... us old folks,
too. So what about leakage?
Why do you bring up leakage?
Well...
Curly, don't be shy. Tell us. We're here for you, man.
We are. Come on. You can ask us anything.
We're friends.
Even a personal question. Can I ask you a personal question?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's 9.5 inches long.
It's 9.5 inches.
It is.
What's 9.5 inches?
My foot.
Your foot is 9.5 inches.
Yes, that's right. My foot is 9.5 inches long, and I have a question for you.
All right, what's that?
If my foot is 9.5 inches long, why is it still called a foot?
Because it's a foot. It's a foot.
A foot cannot be 9.5 inches. A foot's got to be 12 inches long.
It does. Well, I know if you're measuring something, a foot has to be 12 inches long, but your foot is a foot.
Well, why is it not 12 inches and then called a foot?
How the hell do I know that.
Why is it not just called 9.5 inches? I've got 2 9.5 inches.
But they're different things.
Let me ask you this, Curly.
The what?
What if a guy had a 12-inch cock?
What?
Would he have a foot between his legs in addition to the 2 feet he has at the bottom of his legs?
Now we're talking about cocks.
Or is it still a cock that happens to be 12 inches long or a foot?
Why are you asking me that?
Yeah, why isn't a 12-inch cock known as a foot, huh?
Because a cock is a cock, and the foot is a foot. That's why.
But what if it's a foot long? Would it be a foot cock?
Yeah, what would you call it then? Yeah.
I guess you would call it a foot cock, okay? A foot cock.
A foot cock?
I don't know what the hell I'm talking
about.
Well,
that's obvious.
I wanted to ask you a personal question, and immediately you two assholes turned it into a cock discussion.
Well, I didn't turn it into a cock discussion. I asked you simply why. You know, when you asked a personal question, I told you 9.5 inches.
I know, but
you asked me what's 9.5 inches, and I told you my foot.
Yeah.
My foot is 9.5 inches. Why, it's still a foot. And then you turned it into a cock discussion, not me.
Well, when you said that it was 9.5 inches, you were not talking about your foot, man. I know what you were talking about.
How?
You were talking about your cock. And then when I said, what? What's 9.5 inches? You said, my foot.
Yeah.
But you know damn well that you were talking about your cock.
I was talking about my cock.
You were, and your cock is not 9.5 inches.
How do you know?
If it's 2.5, you're lucky when it's really hard.
My cock is 2.5 feet long.
No, 2.5 inches.
You said it's 2.5.
Inches.
But you didn't say inches. You said it was 2.5, and I assumed you meant that my cock is 2.5 feet long, and then that would mean it's a hell of a cock.
Yes. If you had 2.5 inches of cock, we would not be doing this podcast.
Why not?
We would be parading you around the world and showing everybody your 2.5 foot long cock.
Yes.
So shut the hell up. You would be known as Hairy Cheeks, the Elephant Cock Man. That's what you would
be. Very nice. But how do you know
that
even if it's hard, I only have like 2.5 inches? Huh? How do you know that?
Well, the girls talk.
The girls.
And Rosie has been spilling the beans about yours.
That blabbermouth. besides, it wasn't me who used specifically the word cock. It was Robert.
It was Robert.
That's right. It was Robert. He was the one that said, what if a guy had a 12-inch cock, would it be known as a foot?
Yeah.
Or would it still be a cock?
Of course it would be a cock.
Which, by the way, is a valid question.
Yes. What's a valid question?
Is it a foot or is it a cock?
It would be a foot of cock.
A foot of cock.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Can we get on with the question that I originally asked?
Yeah, but before we get to your very personal question, I have something to say, an observation, if you will.
An observation.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Please enlighten us.
Now, here's a very interesting fact about guys.
What about them?
Well, we are very typical and very predictable.
How so?
Whenever you get three guys together, invariably, after a while, the conversation always gets to cocks or sex or something like that.
It sure does.
But when the subject of cocks is brought up,
It
is always that someone else's gets minimized.
It gets minimized.
Yeah, if a guy brings up his cock, the other guy will say, well, let me get the microscope.
Right.
Like Cheeks is 2.5 inches.
Which is false.
And then if it's yours, you always maximize
it. I suppose it's
true. You know, you say, yes, it's a foot or 17 inches or whatever.
Well,
just like Curly.
Well, I can't help it if I'm a 14-incher.
Yeah, 14
well,
incher.
We know you're a 14-incher, but that's only because you've had that penis pump implanted and it stretched the damn thing out.
That's right.
Yeah.
You weren't originally 14.
No, I was not, but it was that time when I overdosed on Viagra.
Yes.
And wound up with that 3 or 4 day erection and developed what it's called the priapus syndrome.
Explain what that is.
The priapus syndrome is when the blood fills your penis and then the valve gets stuck.
The release valve.
Yeah, it gets stuck, and then you wind up with a huge erection, and it's very painful.
That's what I heard.
That's what the Priapus condition is, and it's named after that Greek god, Priapus, who I guess had a sizable schlong of his own.
Sizable one.
So that's why I had to have the penis pump implant, because, you know, I need to pump it up artificially now to maintain its size.
Yeah, but when it's flaccid, you have a 14-inch lasagna down there between
you. Yes, I do, and it's not very pleasant at
all. Okay, so what was your personal question that you wanted to ask?
Yeah. All right, you promise that, you know, you're going to talk seriously. You're not going to make fun of me if I ask.
Of course not.
Yeah. You know, I want you to be honest with me, and you know, this is personal, so
it's personal. Yeah,
you know, you have to give me your full attention and no screwing around, okay?
Now, see, when you say that.
Say what?
Well, when you say no laughing, you have to give me your full attention and no screwing around, you know the opposite is going
to happen. See, you know, so you got to sometimes act your age.
I have to act my age.
That's right. You have to act your age and be serious and not always, you know, just ha 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 about everything. That's right. Just be serious.
You can't ha ha ha.
No, you can't ha ha ha.
What's the point of doing the podcast?
Exactly.
If we can't,
Well, then I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to even broach the subject with you guys.
Well, you've got to do it now because you opened the Pandora's box. You can't close it now. When you started asking us about personal questions,
but I know
and
that.
And then you got us all salivating here. You've got to tell us.
I don't have to tell you shit.
Oh, come on.
Because you always then turn it around and you make fun of me. And you know,
we're not going to do it.
No,
you know
we're
that.
Supposed to.
We won't.
At least every once in a while, to speak seriously here and deal with different problems and exchange ideas on how we can live our life better.
Now you're describing that bald-headed doctor's Dr. Phil's show.
Yeah, Dr. Phil.
We're supposed to deal with problems here?
When we have them, yes.
Come on, we're just three old guys trying to survive in the young people's world.
Exactly. Come on, tell us, what's your problem? Yeah. What's bothering you? Come on.
I promise you're going to listen to me and not make fun of me.
Of course we promise.
No, we won't.
Yeah, we won't make fun of
you. Okay. My problem is...
Oh, there goes Spritzy.
Ah, shit. Well, now that fucking dog goes off.
Well, somebody's coming.
I hate that
That's
dog.
Why he's barking.
But I was ready to get personal.
Yeah. Why don't you take a look there, Curly?
Now I gotta look. Jesus.
Just get up and look
just get
see
up.
Who's coming.
All right. Let me see.
Who is
it? Oh, it's Edna and Honey.
It's Edna and Honey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Why is it that every time I have something personal to share, something has to interrupt me?
What are you going
to
do?
It just drives me bananas.
That's just life,
man. But
life is happening all around you, so you might as well just, you know, roll with the flow. Don't get all flustered.
Don't get flustered.
Yeah, you get flustered very easily.
Well, so do you.
Well, I know, but that's just part of being a cranky old man. That's what it is.
Well, yeah, but damn. Oh, that door.
My poor ears.
Oh, man.
I hate that door, Robert. I do, too. Man.
Well.
I just can't take that door anymore.
I know.
I don't think it's that bad.
What? You don't think it's bad?
No, I don't. You know why? After living with Curly, I get, you know, annoyed by him all the time. So a little screeching of the door means nothing to me.
Honey, you get annoyed with me all the time?
I do.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but it's in a very loving way.
In a loving way.
Yes, in a very loving way. So you annoy me, but...
But what?
I live with it because I happen to love you at the present moment.
What do you mean at the present moment?
Well, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You could get hit by a truck.
A truck?
You know, you could be pushed off a building. What? You could get poisoned.
Poisoned?
Someone could push you in front of a car.
Ooh.
All those things could happen. So at the present moment, I love you, yes.
He could win the lottery.
That's right, I could win.
You know, be $20 million richer.
Well, exactly.
Would you love him better at that point?
At that point, I would suck him off. Larry.
Cakes, come on, man. Don't talk like that.
We're talking seriously here.
That's right.
Harry, and then you have to get so crass.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to be crass. I was being honest. If Curly all of a sudden had $22 million, there's a lot of shit I would do for him.
Harry.
Well, you're not going to see any of that money. I can tell you that for sure.
What about you, honey?
What about me?
If Curly all of a sudden won $22 million in the California lottery,
yes.
How much would you love him at that point?
Oh, as they say in Asia, I would love him long time.
You would love him long time.
That's right. I would love him long time.
Honey, that sounds a little racist.
How is that racist? I just said that I would love him long time.
Yeah, but that's how they say it in Asia.
Yes.
So what?
That's how they say it in Asia. All the hookers, they all say, I will love you long time.
All the hookers in Asia say, I will love you long time.
Yes, that's what they say.
And how would you know, Mr. Robert Lichtenstein? How do you know what all the hookers in Asia say?
How do you know?
Cheeks told me.
Harry, is that true that you...
Yeah, I was in the Navy. I had to back honey up, and that is what they say. You know, I will love you a long time.
Did they say that to you?
Well, no, they didn't say it to me because I never went with any hookers. But
you bullshit artist.
The guys told me.
I think you did. I think you had a dozen Asian hookers.
He did.
That's what I think.
At least a dozen.
Ah, come on. Let's not dwell on the past now.
Okay. Harry.
Main thing is I'm here now. I'm healthy.
Yes.
Everything is good.
So the clap all cleared up and everything.
The clap?
Yes.
I never had the clap. You're the one that had the clap.
Yes, but that was not from an Asian hooker.
Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't from me.
From a toilet seat.
The toilet seat.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like the girls. They get pregnant from a toilet seat.
Shut up. Is that what your personal question was all about?
No.
That you wanted to ask us? You got the clap again?
No, I don't have the clap. It's not my personal
Thank
question.
God.
Before you two got here, Edna and Honey, Curly was about to ask a very personal question, and then you guys showed up. So
I was.
Curly, are you ready to ask that question again?
Well, let me compose my thoughts here. And
Curly, let me stop you before you start.
Yes, what is it?
I would like to share a joke that Honey and I heard from Mrs. Chovy.
Anne.
Yes, Anne.
Chovy.
Mrs. Chovy,
okay.
Yes, Anne.
Who cares about Anne Chovy? I was about to unburden her.
Yes, I'm sure you were, but I don't want to forget this joke because we both laughed.
We did.
When we heard it, didn't we, honey?
Oh, yes, it's so funny.
Yes, it was very funny. It's about a 65-year-old woman who had a heart attack and was taken to a hospital.
Where else?
And while she was on the operating table, she had a near-death experience and crossed over to the other side.
Really?
And she actually saw God.
She saw God?
Yes.
Wow.
She saw God. And she said to him, Mr. God.
She said, Mr. God.
Yes, of course, you have to address him respectfully. If you were speaking to the President of the United States, you wouldn't say, hey, Joe, what do you know?
Exactly.
You would say, Mr. President.
But I've never heard anyone say Mr. God.
Have you ever crossed over to the other side?
Well, no.
Then you don't know what you're talking about. Well, let Edna finish the joke. Please, Edna, continue. So she went up to God, and she said what?
She said, Mr. God, is my time up? And Mr. God said, no, you have another 33 years, 2 months, and 8 days to live.
Oh.
So I'm sorry, but you are going to have to go back.
Ah, so what happened then?
Mm. So she was revived.
Okay.
And upon recovery, the woman decided that she was going to stay in the hospital and have a facelift, liposuction, breast implants, and a tummy tuck.
All the things that I have on my bucket list.
Yes, all those things that you have on your bucket list.
Yes, doesn't everyone?
No.
No.
Not everyone wants all those things like you do.
Oh, Curly, don't start, please.
Yeah,
don't start with me.
All right, come on, let Edna finish your joke. Continue, honey.
Yes. Okay, so she had all those things done, and she even had someone come in and change her hair color and brighten her teeth.
Wow.
She figured since she had so much more time to live, she might as well make the most of it.
Might as well, you know.
Why not? Yes. And after her last operation, she was released from the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And while crossing the street on her way home, she was run over by a bus and killed.
No. She was killed?
Yes. She was killed.
She was killed.
And arriving in front of God, she said, "God, what the hell?"
She didn't say Mr. God?
No, she didn't say Mr. God this time. She was really pissed.
Can't blame her.
She said, "God, you said I had another 33 years to live.
Yeah.
Why didn't you pull me from out of the path of that bus?"
Yes.
And God said, "I swear to me, I didn't recognize you."
That's funny.
Yes, yeah, that worked on.
Yes.
And he didn't recognize
you. Sometimes, you know, you're unrecognizable after all
right.
that work. So you can't blame Mr. God.
No,
for that. No, you can't blame him.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That was quite a joke.
It was.
Yes, Mrs. Chovy.
Anne.
She is quite a jokester, and I really laughed very hard, as did honey.
Oh, yes.
When we heard that joke.
We just laughed and guffawed
for a while after we heard that joke.
That was very, very funny. Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't Mrs. Chovy and Mrs. What's her name? The other one?
Mrs.
Dean.
Yes, Sar, right?
Yes, Sar.
Yes, Mrs. Sar Dean.
Don't they have dementia?
Well, yes, but, you know, they had an onset, and sometimes it's offset.
Offset.
They kind of go in and out.
In and out.
We just happened to catch them when, you know, they were out of it.
Right.
They remember the joke, and we
it was funny.
We enjoyed it very much,
it
and we shared
funny.
It with you here.
We enjoyed it. Can I now share my thing with you? Can I ask that personal question now?
Is it always about you, Curly?
No.
It's always about Curly Fries.
It's not always about Curly Fries, but I started asking this question before you even got here.
So what?
And then you came in about guffawing and the joke with Miss Mrs. Dean and Mrs.
Chovy.
And
Chovy.
Hi, Curly. So, ask your question.
Okay,
go
the
ahead.
Question deals with the subject of leakage.
Leakage.
That's right, leakage. As all of you know, we had
Curly,
our prostate removed.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
And we've had some problems with
what?
With leakage.
What kind of leakage?
You know, urine leakage.
You piss in your pants.
Sometimes I have leakage, don't you?
No. I don't piss my pants because I was kegeling.
Remember,
you were supposed to kegel, do the tightening up the muscle down there in your urethra so that it gets, you know,
what?
Gets strong and you can cut
I kegeled my ass off and I still get leakage.
But you were kegeling the wrong thing.
Right. What do you mean that was...
The kegel is not your ass. It's in your urethra.
Well, I know what it is. It's a little muscle that, you know, puts a kink in your piss line or whatever.
Kink on the piss line. Is that what you said?
I did it.
So you're leaking in your pants.
Yes, I do. And occasionally I have to wear a little pad down there to make sure that I don't... you know, piss my pants.
Well, yeah. Rabbit was leaking even before they took out
his pants. Come on, honey.
Went to work.
You don't have to tell them that.
Well, yeah, well, we're talking about leaking.
So, Curly, so you piss a little bit in your pants.
Yes.
Oh, well, who cares?
Oh, well, yeah. I wish that were the only leakers.
What do you mean? You're leaking out of the back door as well?
Rabbit, you used to have skid marks, and then I had to switch it to black underwear. And then they all magically disappeared.
Well, yes, they did.
Yes, they did disappear, but they're like that black matter that scientists are looking for in the universe.
Yeah.
They know it's there.
Right.
They just can't see it.
That's
how it is.
Yeah, so wearing black underwear is a more cosmetic than it is, you know, solving the problem.
Exactly.
Right, Curly?
Well, I wear black underwear as well, and
he
my
does.
Skin marks have disappeared, but I've got a different situation. When I take a shower, you know, and then, you know, I try to wash as good as I can with, you know, the undercarriage.
Of course. Undercarriage.
That's right, the undercarriage. And then, you know, when I'm done and I'm toweling myself, I take the towel, I bunch it up.
He bunches
and
it.
And I use it sort of like a floss.
Wait a second. You take your towel, you bunch it up a little bit,
yes,
and then you put it between your legs, and you use it like a floss.
I go back and forth.
Back and forth with it
right
down on the undercarriage, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, because I want to dry everything off.
Okay, I'm picturing this whole thing now. You flossing. What happens then?
And when I do that, do you guys ever have like a brown stripe up here on your
brown
towel?
Stripe.
No, never.
No, me neither. Why? Do you get a brown stripe?
No, I don't.
He's got more brown stripes on his towel than a tiger on its back.
Honey, come on, don't say
well,
that.
You do. You know, it's a bit of a problem. And
I know, but
ask them to, you know, to speak to someone about it. See, maybe they can, you know, put a few stitches down there or something to close that thing up. Because I'm constantly washing those towels, and it's like washing a tiger.
So instead of Tony the Tiger, we have Curly the Tiger here.
Shut up, Chief. I'm trying to find out if this is normal or whether I'm abnormal. Come on, honey. Don't
embarrass me. I told you to speak to someone.
Well, I'm speaking now.
Yes, but you shouldn't bring it up here. You should have gone down to the Bella Terra Regional Hospital. They have a whole wing.
For what?
Dedicated to rectal leakage. And you should just go down there and find out from the experts, and not from Robert and Mr. Cheeks.
Well, why not?
They both leak like a sieve.
Well, I know. That's why I asked
him. Curly, you are normal.
Well, that's what I wanted to know.
I don't know about that. Robert.
What about me?
In addition to brown spots, and we won't go into that.
Come on, Edna.
He hits his leg or his arm someplace every single day at least 20 times.
I break skin.
And he gets little scabs all over the place.
He gets scabs.
Yes, scabs. And then when he takes a shower, those scabs come off.
Right.
And when he towels himself off, his towel has more blood on it than an MMA fighter.
Oh,
he is just, he bleeds profusely when he takes a shower, and I'm sick and tired of cleaning all that blood.
Well, it's because I take baby aspirin to thin my blood.
Yeah, we all do.
So what do you expect? When I just look at my hand,
bleeds.
It starts bleeding.
That's right.
That's what happens when you get old.
Mm-hmm.
You leak and you bleed.
Leak and bleed.
Just like a car.
Exactly.
It leaks oil all over the place.
Mine does.
The carburetor gets all clogged up. And it leaks antifreeze all the time.
That's right.
What do you expect? When you're old, that's what happens to you, too.
Leakage.
Well, I guess it's normal.
Yep.
It's part of growing old is leakage.
Yes. So,
ladies and gentlemen, if you're not leaking yet, you will be. Don't worry.
I'm afraid so.
There is leakage in your future.
You can always get a butt plug.
I don't want to walk around with a butt plug, for crying out loud.
Well, I would get rid of that tiger in your tank.
Why don't you shove a butt plug up your tank?
Well, on that happy note, let's just say goodbye.
Yes,
Robert.
Please, Robert, before I start leaking here.
Curly.
No, don't.
All over your chair.
Yeah, the chair that Curly's sitting on suddenly is starting to look like a tiger print.
Cheeks. Come on, man. Stop screwing around.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I know, but it's not funny.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we've come to the end of the rainbow here.
Yeah, but there's something else at the end of this rainbow.
But your cheeks, come on, man. Stop it.
Time has come for us to say goodbye. Yes. But before we do, if you have any questions or suggestions, you can reach us at angryoldmanpodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach us at our Facebook page, which is Angry Old Man Podcast. And our website is www.angryoldmanpodcast.com. And if you go there, if you could buy us a cup of coffee, we'd really appreciate it.
That would be nice. Also, a great big bottle of detergent.
Oh, God.
Clean our chairs.
Yes. All right, Curly. So,
what?
All kidding aside, and
yes.
No more tiger jokes.
Please.
What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind, Robert, is sometimes it just doesn't pay to unburden yourself and try to get advice from your friends, because all they're going to do is just screw with you.
Well, love you.
And have a few cheap laughs at your expense.
Well, we thank you for that.
So that's all I've got to say.
Okay.
So long, everyone.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. How about you, honey?
What?
What's on your mind?
Well, at this moment, my mind is blank.
It's blank?
Yes, completely blank, which is really a blessing, because sometimes it's better to be so unburdened that your brain is just blank. So until next time, stay sexy.
That's what I do. How about you, Cheeks?
What?
What have you got to say for yourself?
Well, I think I'm with Curly.
Oh?
Yeah, I think it's better just keep your mouth shut. Just leak in silence.
Ah!
That's right.
Leak in silence.
That's what I plan to do from now on.
Yeah.
See you next time, everybody.
Great advice. Take care, buddy. We'll see you all next time.
Yes.
On the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Bye-bye, everyone.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.